You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans.
Cooligans. This is episode 4 right now.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is, we're ready. I feel like we're progressing very, very quickly.
Seasoned veterans of the podcast / video game.
Yeah, we're on the road. We're literally on the road.
Literally on the road, but not as comedians today.
Fans.
Fans. We are fans.
We are on our way.
We were just at a deli getting breakfast before this, and someone goes, hey, where's the game today?
I felt the most uncomfortable being on the subway in my full NYCFC gear.
Yeah.
I look ridiculous. Yeah. And it's early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
So I look insane with everybody in business suits and, you know, casual dresses.
Yeah.
And here I am in a full fucking soccer kit.
Yeah. And the reason why we're dressed and we're on the road is because we're going to a practice, baby. We're going to an NYCFC practice.
This is crazy.
This is great.
I've never been to any sports team practice.
No, I've walked by, like, high school sports. You know? I've walked by one of those bad boys, but I've never shown up. Yeah, I used to know people who would go to, like, that's our GPS in the background.
Yeah.
I used to know people who would go to, like, what is that, something St. Lucie in Florida to watch the Mets.
Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie to watch baseball teams practice. I was like, yeah. You're flying somewhere to watch a team practice? It's ridiculous. But now we're driving half an hour.
Well, that's much, much more reasonable.
Yeah.
So we're on the Henry Hudson Parkway in northern Manhattan.
Right, we're on our way to SUNY Purchase.
Continue on Henry Hudson Parkway for 3/4 of a mile.
You hear that?
3/4 of a mile, baby.
Oh, man, thank you, Google Maps. Yeah.
Google Maps crushing life right now. By the way, we are in in my aunt's old Hyundai.
Yeah.
So thank you, Denora, for letting us borrow the car.
Especially for you live in Manhattan, it's very rare to find, especially a New York City comedian with a car in Manhattan.
Yeah, again.
That's unheard of.
Borrowing a car, and if you saw the lease I have barely living in Manhattan. We got a great deal. But what a great deal for both of us was.
Oh, yeah.
Alas, NYCFC match we went to.
Oh, wasn't that just one of the best days? I think.
Would you say it was better than or as good as the first home match? The feeling after the game?
Better. Much better.
It was, right?
It was, yeah.
I didn't think anything could match that first match.
That first home match was, it felt new. The whole thing felt new. The whole experience. You're like, what is it going to be like watching soccer at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, it's nice to have this. We don't expect this team to be very good.
Yeah, and we won.
And we won.
You
and
know, it felt great.
But this, this Sunday.
And David Villa scored on that first one, which.
He scored two.
It was like, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, is he going to be good? Is he going to be able to play in the MLS? Are they going to be too physical with him?
No. Yeah.
Boom.
It dispelled whatever fears we had about that. But this Sunday, this past Sunday, Pirlo.
Wow.
Andrea Pirlo made his debut. And
58th minute, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. And wow.
The stadium shook.
I've never been a part of a live sports event with so much just emotion and passion and anticipation.
Yeah. I mean, the crowd was chanting, "We want Pirlo," from what I gather was about the 8th minute on.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Andrea Pirlo or somebody else might have mentioned how it started in the bleachers, but then eventually other sections, including behind home plate, which they almost never fill because on purpose they never sit there.
Yeah.
But people started, "We want Pirlo," ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And Andrea said that he heard it and it touched him.
Look at that.
Which is like, God, is everything he says poetry? Everything?
That's a nice little sonnet.
Everything he answers is in haiku.
Yeah.
And it's also 140 characters, so you could quote him on Twitter.
He is a very, like, a man of very few words.
Yeah.
You know?
Also very few facial expressions.
He is he's cold, like, on the pitch, but you feel a warmth.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
He's like an uncle that might be disappointed in you, but he just wants to go home and finish the song he wrote to his ex-wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that moment when he stepped on the pitch, I'm like, it made me proud to be a New Yorker.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like I felt bad for the people who weren't there.
To some degree, and I hate saying this because I love the team we have, even though they're not great, and I know they're not perfect, but to some degree, it kind of vindicated, it validated the team the moment he touched the pitch.
Oh,
like
I
gave us like the blue check on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like it made the team legitimate somehow. Like I don't know how to explain it, but this, it not just going to the next level, but it was like now we can see what this team can do.
But
you know?
Yeah, you sort of saw, which I had not really seen outside of like. The greats of like just great NFL players, like Peyton Manning or, Michael Jordan in the NBA, where when a player gets on the field or the court and you immediately see everybody respect him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I saw. Everyone on NYCFC, on Orlando, was like, yo, this. I gotta just give this guy some props. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy that I'm even defending.
Kyle stood there waiting to congratulate him. Like,
yeah.
You know, this was a moment for everyone in that. But everyone. There was no one did it mean more to. I mean, it couldn't have meant more to anyone else on that pitch. I mean, I'm struggling to figure out what I'm trying to say. Like, everyone was in awe of what was happening.
We were all in the moment. We were all watching Pirlo play. It wasn't even a soccer game anymore.
No.
It was like, whoa, what's Pirlo going
to
do?
Yeah, even the Orlando players were like, give it to him. Let's see what he can do. Come on. By the way, you know, Mix, that's Mix's favorite player.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said it from day one. He said it before the talks of Pirlo coming ever. Like, he just loves Andrea Pirlo. He models himself after him.
Someone asked him who his favorite player was.
He loves Andrea Pirlo, right? It's his idol. Andrea Pirlo comes in. You could see Mix's face light up like
just
a Christmas tree.
Giggling.
Okay?
Happy.
Giddy.
Giddy.
Giddy is the word for him. Andrea Pirlo sends a ball into him. First of all, I've never seen so many players make a run towards the goal than when he has the ball at his feet, because I think everyone knows, like, he can hit anyone here.
Yeah.
Like, I was afraid to text because I thought he could hit me with the ball if I picked up my phone. He's like, pay attention. I know you're in the stands.
Exactly.
Pay attention. He makes a run towards the near post to where Pirlo is. Pirlo is towards the right-hand side of the field. Mix makes a diagonal run towards it, kind of a curl. The ball comes at him. Mix does every single thing in his power to try to score with that ball. He wanted so bad to score off of a Pirlo ball.
Yeah, to
and
get the assist.
He fell. He's kicking at the ball while he's on the ground. He is doing everything in his absolute power to just get that ball in the goal. It was like awesome and sad at the same time, because you felt bad that he couldn't do it. But, man.
Initially, when I saw him get on the field, he's a kind of a small guy. He's not
Pirlo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a monster by any stretch.
Definitely, not necessarily short, but just
petite, I guess, right?
Yeah,
petite's
like
a tough
small,
word to say.
Small shouldered.
Yeah.
You know?
He doesn't look like a professional athlete the way Americans view them.
Correct. So what I usually think, especially when European players come and play in the MLS, I start to think, oh, the MLS players tend to be kind of big dudes.
Yeah, very muscular. We're much more gym rats.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, oh, they're just gonna like out muscle him.
Yeah.
Because that's maybe European players have the creativity, they have the skill.
Right.
But as Americans, we're like, well, we'll show you. Yeah. We'll put them on their ass.
Can't dance around a brick wall, baby. Yeah.
And Pirlo evaded any of that.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
It doesn't matter how big a defender, how small, how fast. It didn't matter how fast the defender was.
Yeah.
Pirlo was able to avoid you. And there's something about his sort of touches that they're not even like incredibly athletic or fast. They're just.
It reminded me of like you see scenes in movies where like people try to chase like a chicken. and the chicken looks like it's cornered, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it, already I've called him a chicken and petite, and I don't mean any of these things.
These are compliments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know how this is going to come across. I hope his translator, because, you know, of course, Briella listens.
Yeah.
I hope his translator is working very hard to find other words, to suggest to him.
You know, chickens are definitely on the bottom of the food chain. We all know that. But very agile animals.
Can we say rooster? Because if there's any nickname for him, I believe it's cock, okay? That dude deserves that. He is pretty as pretty as can be.
But seriously, what a beautiful...
Oh, my God.
...fucking experience.
The whole thing. The energy that poured out of that stadium. I mean, I haven't seen people gathered... chanting smoke bombs. The police didn't arrest anyone. It was like, it was ice cubes. I can't believe that it was a good day. It was perfect. No one, the cops were in awe of what was happening. Securitas was like, let them have it.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in soccer. You know, and I would compare it to, and you know, I'm a big Arsenal fan, I would compare it to the feeling of being, of seeing Emirates for the first time. A lot of joy came over, because up until there, I've only seen it on TV, photos, and video games, you know? And when you see it in person, it's like this beautiful monster, and then you see the Thierry Henry statue, I freaked out, you know? When I saw Pirlo come in, and I'm, you know, I've gone on record as saying I didn't think it was a great pickup. I would have rather had someone younger. I thought it was a great pickup. It wouldn't have been my main pickup.
Yeah.
I've gone on record as saying we'll see how he does, because I know he tends to turn off when people man mark him and he can't find space.
Okay.
So again, I'm still holding out hope. But when he came on, I became the biggest Pirlo fan of all time.
Yeah.
And this is before he touched the ball. And by the way, every time he touched the ball, the crowd oohed and aahed. Like, he was pulling birds out of hats. Dubs were coming out of hats.
But just when he was like warming up, it was, yeah. That was a very sort of emotional experience that I never thought I would ever really attach myself to outside of like an ESPN 30 for 30. You know, like there was...
it felt like we were in one.
The story felt great. You know, it wasn't... He hadn't even played yet. And
trained for less than a week.
Yeah, and for this new team that's sort of still figuring out its identity and its culture... It was a first like big milestone for us.
And the one thing I can say about him is he got a lot of credit when he was in Juventus for making that team. He sort of became the anchor point of that team. Like, he helped that team gel. He helped sort of give that team an identity. He did that within the first 10 minutes of being on the pitch for NYCFC. Like, we had an idea of what was happening going forward on offense. We had an idea of what was happening going back, tracking back the defense. It was amazing to watch just how much of a, like, he was leading a concerto, this guy.
Yeah.
He was literally, and I don't know if it's just the comfortability of knowing he's there that gives other players more defined roles.
It made me more comfortable just sitting in the stands that he was there.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. It felt like I was getting a back rub, right? I think in the end of the day, it's everyone around him knows, all right, I need to do this because he's here to do this. Yeah. Whereas prior, everyone was like doing a portion of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the midfield primarily.
Sure.
Now, Jacobson knows your job is to get back. Mm-hmm. You know, Andrea Pirlo's not going to run back, okay?
Yeah.
If he does, he did. He jogged back. He got back on defense. Picked up a great yellow card when they had they had numbers against us. Mm-hmm. Turned the guy around. Yeah, I mean, you know, you could tell when the guy gave him the yellow, when the ref gave him the yellow, he was like, I'm so happy I get to give you, you know,
this is an honor
I get to give you, show you a card here. But I mean, it seemed like everyone understood their roles. And the main thing I saw was David Villa had miles of space now.
Yeah, it was such a...
No more than you cover him with like three or four people like they used to.
Such a difference. Role, but everyone was immediately more confident to take more chances.
Absolutely.
And you must have seen this. The free kick at the end, there was it was probably like the 90th minute.
We were covering our faces with our scarves.
Exactly. It was a very scary moment.
And I think we said to each other, like, if this is going to happen, it's going to be Like, this is the perfect, because we just saw the 4-4 draw with TFC.
Exactly.
Like, we thought, we're leaking goals left and right here.
It was the 90th minute.
Kaká's just outside the box.
Just outside the box. It's a free kick. It's 4-3.
Yeah.
We're like, come on, we desperately need this win.
Yeah.
And Kaká is one of the best free kickers on earth.
One of the top three guys you'd give the ball to on a free kick in the MLS.
Exactly. And it was a great moment that was captured in a lot of photos. How Pirlo,
who was a teammate of his at AC Milan, AC Milan.
Oh, that's right. When he was on the wall, and he was giving instructions to Josh Saunders. Of where,
what direction it was going
to
go in.
Yeah. And you know what? To me, I guess that I never realized that, I didn't think of it as that big a deal, but I guess it's something players don't really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't really help the goalie with that. The goalie's usually the one directing the wall, and the goalie usually knows where they can guess kind of where the ball is going to go, but that shows the experience of a goalie.
They tend not to be the ones accepting advice. They're the ones giving orders usually. They're not the ones taking orders. But in Jared Pirlo, either knows Kaká's ways and knew which way he was going to go.
Yeah.
So he understood based on what he was looking at and what he was doing. And I know they do a lot more scouting of this in Europe than we do here in the MLS, because we don't really have free kick experts.
Yeah.
The way they do on most teams in other leagues. But the other thing I noticed, so in Jared Pirlo, behind the wall, so Kaká can't see, points and the direction of which he knows Kaká is going to send the ball.
Yeah.
Which, here's what's important. When the free kick is that close to the goal, you can go over the wall, but it's very hard. But someone like Kaká is someone who can do that. Or you can go opposite the wall and go to this big open space where the goalie has to make a very tough lunge to try to stop it.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed, one, he was right, by the way.
Yeah.
Two, Josh Saunders almost misses the ball. It basically, it comes off the goalpost.
Yeah.
So we were lucky for the post there. But three, here's what I noticed. When the wall jumps, because every player standing in the wall tends to jump, Pirlo pushes them in the direction that he pointed.
Oh.
So he bumped them all into each other in the direction of the ball.
Okay.
Because he knew they were going to go. He pushes the wall. I mean, this guy, is he making sandwiches after the game? He is doing everything.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. But that's a veteran. I mean.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see that in MLS, just because, you know, that's not a thing we're accustomed to seeing these sort of seasoned players. And all I'm hoping is, like, the influence that Pirlo is going to have on the team. It's just, I almost feel like we're never going to lose again. Is that weird to feel that way?
Even if the score doesn't go our way, we're like, yeah, but Pirlo's still on the team.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the thing I love, and I want to put all this in perspective to anyone who is thinking about becoming a NYCFC fans or whatnot. Here's something that I think is important. Okay. Just make sure I'm not missing this turn.
No, you're good.
Pirlo was this much smarter and more prepared than most of the people on Juventus, which was a team that got to the Champions League final, which is the epitome of club football in the world, is to play in a Champions League final. And he was the guy who sort of directed traffic there as well. You know, so for him to do that on NYCFC, where we have young players...
Not this exit.
Okay.
Okay.
Where we have young players who don't have a lot of the experience, who haven't been around players of this magnitude, who haven't been around players who have lived their entire lives for this sport and know it so deeply inside out. They're going to now, like, one of the things that shocks me, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but Jimmy Conrad, who was an American national team player, when he was in college playing soccer, he didn't think he had a shot to be a professional. Because he thought they were so much better than everyone he knew.
Yeah.
And then one day, Kanu, who was a famous player for Arsenal, was getting surgery done at UCLA, where he went. I believe it was UCLA or USC. And he saw him. He practiced with the college team. And he realized, wait a minute, he's doing all the same things we're doing. The only difference is he isn't making any mistakes. everything he does, he's doing it perfectly, where we're trying to do those things, and sometimes we fail. So he was inspired by watching someone who I think is a great, but doesn't live in the legends, you know, of most soccer fans. He watched him and said, I could be a professional. The players that are around Pirlo are going to see him and think, I want to take the sport that seriously. I want to do those things. I want to be X, Y, Z. And look what's going to happen. They're all going to raise their level. You know, all their levels are going to be risen. It's going to be amazing to watch. Hopefully, the what's going to happen after this, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing.
All right, we're about to pull in.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break and we'll chat. Hopefully it's not an issue. I'm like worried.
We're bringing all our equipment.
We're bringing all our equipment into the practice,
which may go completely against Homeland Security.
We want to sort of comment. Just do the podcast at an MLS practice. I don't know if anybody's ever done this.
I don't think anyone has ever done this.
This is going to be...
It may be because no one was allowed to.
we're about to find out. Yeah. So we'll see you guys very, very shortly.
Either we'll come back from this break and we'll be at the practice, or we'll come back from this break and be in jail.
It's like, ooh, podcast from prison.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe we just got booted out of practice and we lost all those citizen points.
Yeah, yeah. Our season tickets are going to be revoked.
Yeah. And fuck the team then.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully that won't happen.
Yeah,
and
I'm
hoping for the best. So, ooh, the anticipation of the listeners. Like, ooh, what's going to happen?
I can't wait.
Dun,
this
dun.
Come back after this break. I think what we're going to do is, like, maybe we should just loop in the audio of Pirlo coming onto the pitch.
Oh,
that'll
sure.
That'll be our break.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
That's going to be a good one.
All right. See you guys, hopefully, from practice in a moment.
All right. We'll see. We'll be back.
Side here, but listen to this crowd.
It's electric in the Bronx. Pirlo comes on. Vinny Bellucci is out. He said this week, I haven't come here to go into retirement. I've come to win.
Alexis Guerrero, so we're the Cooligans right here.
Christian Polanco here.
Yeah, we are talking quite low.
Yeah, we got to be a little more discreet than usual.
So many people had to confirm that we were allowed to record here at the practice.
We got.
I don't know if you can hear in the background people yelling. I'll try to put the mic out a little bit. And they get quiet as soon as I do it. Never mind. We're like, you're not allowed to do video, but I was like, can we do audio? And they're like, yes, but let me check.
They literally wanted to check. I'm like, wait, are you guys even mildly funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this going to ruin this team?
The head of media for the entire team came over and were like, so tell me what this is about.
Yeah. And like, not like ahead. In a warm way.
No, it was like, prove to me that I'm going to allow you to take microphones out. At this practice,
it was a little intimidating at first.
Yeah,
but we're doing it.
Yeah, we're on.
Everybody's here. The whole gang's here.
People are yelling in the background right now. They're doing looks like two individual passing drills here. Pirlo is here, and you know that because of the bodyguards running around with him. No one on the team is allowed to talk to him or touch him. Also, instead of water, it seems like he is drinking a mix of red wine and white wine out of a sports cup. He's got a little bit of rosé.
Is that a real drink with the red wine and white wine? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting. But if Pirlo did it, it would be a fad. Everyone would be doing it, and no one could say otherwise.
This is pretty cool. I've never attended an open practice for a professional team.
I've never. We were just talking about this in the last
segment.
Yeah,
this is.
Oh, by the way, we didn't even tease the fact that we did it. You know.
Yeah.
We didn't get arrested. We didn't get all that.
We are here. Doing it. There's people here. There's a. We see Mix. Mix has the ball. He just completed a pass. And
I've been jealous of all of the young kids that are here to help out, like be the water boys and stuff. I'm like, who are they? Why do they get to do it? Yeah. I should leave that for the fat guys to be a little exercise for me. It'd be perfect.
This is nice. We're in the shade, just watching athletic, beautiful men play football.
Right? I mean, ladies, any ladies listening, this is your dream right here. There's one kid I've just found out. He's from the developmental squad. Mm-hmm. He is incredible. I don't know his name. kind of looks like a slightly darker Giazzi Sardes, same haircut, but doesn't have the white on top, just has that like or that beach bleach blonde on top. It just sort of like that faux hawk. Dude, he is incredible.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait. I mean, I am so amped. I talked about this
before. I feel like when we talk about like just the players themselves, we're just it's sort of like you know, like a beauty pageant. We're just like, look at the calves on this one.
we've talked about players' calves for the last 25 minutes.
Just, man, very shallow. Very shallow.
I wouldn't say that we're shallow. I say it's the first thing you notice. I don't know any other personality, so right now I don't know their character. Simply talking calves.
We're in
there's Bellucci. I see Bellucci.
We're in Purchase, Purchase, New York.
Is the town called Purchase?
The college, yeah.
SUNY Purchase is the college.
That's right.
By the way, beautiful, beautiful campus they have over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very uncomfortable. I see nothing but trees. I'm telling myself I'm in Central Park to calm myself down. You know me, I need concrete, I need people.
Yeah.
I need former crackheads trying to sell pieces of clothing. Or equipment to make money.
It's interesting. You do know that they are former crackheads. They're retired crackheads.
They're retired crackheads. I'm sorry. I didn't know they were crackheads on a pension. What's a crackhead severance? Come down to the shelter, I'll give you a couple nickels every day for the next six months.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, they're moving goals. This is making me think we're getting a little closer to a full scrimmage.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty close to us. And it's, I think the thing we were first noticing is how large some of the players are.
Yeah, massive.
And how small some of the players are.
Kwame Watson-Siribo is, and our backup goalkeeper, Eric Johansson, I would say together look like centers for the NBA. They are massive human beings.
When you think of footballers, you don't really think of, power forwards.
Yeah, no. I just saw Kwame Watson-Siribo do something very weird as I was talking about it. And he sprayed water in his mouth from the water bottle and then sprayed it on both of his calves.
Okay.
So, I mean,
you got to cool down the calves, man.
Got to cool them calves down. I'm sorry, it was on his shins.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't want shin splints. This water directly on the shins protect from shin splints.
It is pretty hot today.
So a ball has rolled close to where we're all standing.
Are they giving us the balls?
And I'm very jealous of all the people who get to touch these balls. Lampard was here. He left.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you something. Kane strained calf and all, he sent a pass halfway across the pitch from behind the goal to where Angelino was standing right at the halfway point on a dime.
Yeah.
And here's even more impressive. Yeah. Angelino stopped it like he caught it with the poofiest pillow in the world, landed right in front of him softly.
It was lit. His feet are made of memory foam.
Yeah. He's got temper. His shoes are from Tempur-Pedic. I don't know if you know that. His soccer boots, he is sponsored by Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah.
I've never in my life, if someone sent me a beach ball from that far of a distance, I would, with my foot, if I tried to stop it, I'd send it halfway back to them. I couldn't stop a peach ball.
I mean, these are professionals, so right. We sort of...
Again, don't minimize what I'm saying.
We got to expect some standard on their part.
Who's the guy on the... There's a perch in the middle of like a tennis match. Like
that's where
the linesman or the coach...
He's a tennis referee.
Tennis ref. There's one of these perched up. For me, because I'm from Newark, that is where I usually see police officers.
That's right. That's where a sniper sits up there.
Yeah.
In case any of the fans run onto the pitch, we will be taken out.
Yeah, all of us have dots, laser point at us.
Man.
Here's a Jason Christ.
Yeah, very fit.
Very fit. Also, massive calves. if we're talking to calves, I'm starting the list with Jason Christ. I know we're not anymore. But here we are. Can I just say, great nickname for him? Jesus Christ. J-sus Christ. Come on.
Yeah.
Someone turned around. They were in on it. Like it. I elicited a bit of a nod.
That's actually security kicking you out.
Yeah. That's them signaling to get the sniper. Train his sight on me.
Oh, man.
Saw my first ball scratch, by the way. I did not see a lot of that.
Ball scratch.
Yeah, I figured a lot of dudes would be moving their junks around.
Oh, okay. I thought ball scratch was like a soccer term.
Soccer term.
But no, you just literally meant scratching your balls.
Yeah. Here we go. Full.
Full. Yeah.
Full scrimmage. Let's talk about the teams. It looks like it's Hernandez and Siribo, Brovsky, and Angelino, with Mix Grabovoi, and
they're bringing water to us.
I'm not sure. Is that Gaye? That might be Gaye. Looks like RJ Allen is on that side.
So it's pennies against just the regular.
Yeah.
Those orange things are called pennies. Did you know that?
Pennies?
Pennies.
Pennies.
Pennies. I learned this recently from playing playing some soccer with at a meetup.com group.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I've been playing, and
one of the water boys takes his job very seriously. He's got full cleats on, and he is sweating more than the players. He is prepared and ready to go.
I've been playing soccer at these meetup.com groups, and they're really, really fun.
Are they?
And one of the guys who runs it, he's English or Irish, one of those accents.
It's all the same.
It's like, not to them. They get very mad when you confuse.
I made that as a joke. I'd like all of our English and Irish listeners to know I'm both on your side and not theirs.
And he would tell me, he was like, put on a penny. And I'm like, penny? Yeah. What are you talking about? And then I just listened a few more times, and I'm like, oh, that's what that's called, a penny. Yeah.
What would we call it here? I guess like a...
I think it's called a penny also.
Penny, yeah.
I mean, it just seems, it's just an orange tank
vest,
top.
Like a
you
vest
know,
or a tank top.
A see-through tank top. Yeah.
If I put one of those on, I would look like I was at the Pride Parade. It'd be very tight. It'd be very see-through.
The mesh would pull apart
on me if I tried putting that on.
Do you want to talk to anybody here?
It's up to you. I mean,
Brian, right?
Yeah.
Talk to Brian, maybe.
Brian, you want
to
get on this podcast? Yeah. Are you allowed? All right. We got. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Brian Young, and I'm from Eastchester.
And you're an intern here with the club, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, works for NYCFC. He's been giving us the lowdown on how to sneak into the players' cars. if anyone of NYC is listening, NYCFC is listening. We are only kidding.
Obviously.
So you get to watch the players practice all the time, huh?
Yeah, probably like once or twice a week.
Not all the time, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty good. You said
it's
yes, and
more than us.
Yeah, that's way more than us. We had to spend how many points to do this?
Yeah,
is this kid just shows up.
We should be able to get like a little discount. To you know, on some citizens'
points.
At least
you invited here. That's not too bad, right?
Yeah. That's a no. That's a no on the discount. That's not happening, apparently.
Yeah.
We should have a comedian's discount.
Pull some strings.
I don't know. I'm only an intern. I don't know if there's too much I could do.
This kid's good at deflecting. You got a lot of people asking for tickets. You're good at this. He's like, there's nothing I can do.
Is that a big problem that you have to deal with people asking you for tickets? And
yeah, people ask me for sign stuff and tickets and meeting players, but I barely get to do that stuff, and you know, when you work for them, you can't be a fan. You know, you got to try to keep it professional.
Yeah,
that's the tough part.
Yeah,
but were you a fan of the team before you signed up?
Yeah. I mean, obviously not for a long time. It's only their first season, but yeah, I started following them, and then luckily I found this opportunity online and got a position as an intern. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Brian was instrumental in us being able to record here.
Yeah, we were very nervous.
At first, Brian was like, yeah, there's no problem. Of course you can. Then 12 seconds later, he was like, you know what? Let me just ask.
I don't want to lose my job.
And about, I would say, they walked to the right of us, asked someone. Then them and that person walked to the left of us, asked someone else. That group further went to the right, asked somebody else. And eventually someone came up to us and was like, tell me about it. Maybe you can. But we're all excited. We get to record here.
Yeah.
It's not like someone's nails are painted the color of the team. That's pretty cool. A lot of kids here, which is awesome. Right? A lot of kids, they're big fans.
Man.
They got water out here
for
us.
How many citizens points do these kids have?
Yeah.
They must have.
These kids are crushing it on citizens points.
For the people who don't know, citizens points are sort of like a credit card.
Yeah, it's
points.
Like a currency you earn for being
like
a fan.
Like mileage.
Yeah.
So you would get, you essentially get mileage for every game you go to or watching it on TV.
Right.
And then you use those points to
buy like certain things. You can get scarves,
you
hats,
get shirt,
whatever.
Yeah. And this was one of the rewards.
One of the rewards. Like we've done a meet and greet where we got to meet and greet some of the players. This one was a lot more points. this one was a heavy one.
Yeah. So
luckily, I had a car we were borrowing, as you heard in the first segment.
Yeah. So just know that you're listening to this podcast, but we spent
our hard-earned
currency.
Yeah, our hard-earned citizen points
to bring this to you.
I worked every day after school at a coal mine for citizen points.
I have the black lung.
Yeah.
That's what it took to do this podcast.
Also, my favorite comic book character.
The black lung?
Black lung. It's not a real one. I made that up. You can hear the action is near us.
Yeah.
Tommy Mack just sent a nice ball back. Tommy Mack looks like he's just going to get on a Harley Davidson at any moment and drive out of here. That's what I love about that guy.
How impressive was his goal?
Oh my God!
His goal the other day was so.
He's one of those dudes that has he has an eye for goal, you know.
Very confidently took that shot.
Yeah.
Against Orlando.
How about that curling shot that he did not so long ago? That was beautiful.
MLS goal of the week that week.
Yeah. If you guys aren't soccer fans and you're still listening to this segment, thank you very much. We'll get back to talking about players' Cavs. I know that's why you listen to us for all of the Cav talk.
You know, to their credit, they practice pretty hard.
Yeah, no, especially Gaia. Gaia, the Colombian, goes hard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also wearing one of these, it looks like a tank top that was pulled up halfway. It kind of looks like a sports bra, to be completely honest. But I've been told it's a tracking device to make sure none of them escape the confines. it checks their heart rate and how far they run around the pitch. I guess this is... one of the things they use to monitor the players. Angelino is wearing one. If you guys don't know Angelino, he's the speedy outside back from the development squad.
None of the NYCFC players are going to defect.
Yeah, no.
That's this. Yeah. They're not allowed.
They're not allowed. As soon as we said the word defect, some of the other patrons here turn around, scared at what we're doing. We have microphones. They don't know what's going on. They're very judgmental of us, by the way. Not big fans. they've seen the Cooligans videos. They're not appreciative of it.
We'll get them. We'll get them.
Yeah, some of the people that work here walking by, giving us weird stares behind glasses. I can tell. I can tell you're rolling your eyes.
No, but you know, when they hear the podcast, they're going to be like,
"Oh my God!" They're going to be like, "These guys are amazing."
Exactly. Why did we, you know, doubt them even for a moment?
Yeah. Why did we give Jermaine Fowler, Christy Stefano, and Andrew Scholes unbelievable a jersey? All of our friends. I'm pretty sure my wife's going to be invited in there, and I won't know about it until they post it on Instagram.
It's starting to really, like, crush
also,
me.
Also, they're not doing it with actors or anything. They're literally plucking the people we work with all the time.
It looks like they're going to our Facebook friends list and just going down the list.
They say, who's most active on Christian and Alexis's Facebook? Let's invite them. And I don't know if it's a, hey, you're already here kind of a thing.
I mean, you know
what hurts the most? The custom jersey.
I gotta say.
How dope would it be to have a Guerrero's jersey? I would never wear it because I don't.
Because it wouldn't fit, obviously.
They would probably give me my size. Thank you very much. They'd be like, look, we stitched two larges together. No. Also, your cardiologist is here. He wants to have a conversation.
I don't know if you noticed, they misspelled Andrew Scholes' last name.
Did they? Good.
they forgot the C in the Scholes.
Nice.
but if you're not...
I don't know why that made me feel better, but it did.
It kind of did.
God, such a hater.
Yeah, so yeah, they're inviting our friends into... It's actually the president's box to watch the games.
The president's box.
and
it means something totally different in Germany.
I mean, I would say... As for watching a game, where we're sitting, the experience is definitely better than sitting in the box.
I feel like it would be cool, but it would be a step down in excitement.
I agree.
But we're in the bleachers where the real fans are.
The experience, the recognition would be cool.
Just being asked would be nice, I think.
Let me at least turn it down. Give me the opportunity to turn it down.
This is us complaining that we don't have TV credits at this point as comedians.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. I also just want to mention that... we were told it was going to be around 100 degrees today. It's very hot.
Yeah.
And most of the fans are standing out on the edge in the sun. Christian and I are perched up right up against this fence, getting as much blockage from the sun as possible.
Very much so, yeah.
We are the smart ones. Well, there's Sebastian Velasquez.
Yeah, I want to see him play again.
Seba.
He's so cool.
Yeah, you know, he's always tweeting about places to go eat. People are saying to the worst places to go eat.
Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't. I just want to tell him, like, look, dude, you know, if you want places to eat, you talk to me.
Hook him up.
People are sending him to some of the, they're like, oh, you know where to go? You got to go to Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square. I want to smack some of these people, you know? We're New Yorkers. Don't send anyone to Times Square.
He busts his ass. He works hard.
Yeah, he does work hard.
I want to see him get some playing time.
Yeah. You know, he hasn't been on the pitch much, but, you know, one of the guys that when we saw in preseason, we were very excited for him.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Poco, I think, together. They're Shea Facey, Shea Butter, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
Hey, another guy with a sleeve. You can't really see it from the stands, but I can see it here. Yeah.
All these British guys with their tattoos.
Brits love tattoos.
Typical Brits.
Typical Brits. Everyday Brits right there.
With teardrops on their face. Yeah. Oh.
Covered in tats. and a knife. They all got knives because they can't carry guns. Just talking Brits.
A bunch of bobbies.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. If that media guy's listening to this right now, they are no longer paying attention. I just want to say that this has been... been a little bit more difficult to be ourselves out here because everyone is being very quiet.
Yeah.
But hopefully we've given you guys some excitement. Pirlo now has the ball, and let me tell you something. No one better touch him because I will go out there and kill him.
Every time he has the ball, it's, oddly, doves seem to soar around him. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. He when he was doing push-ups, by the way, he did it without using hands. I want everyone to know he is as magical as you've heard.
Yeah. It was kind of surprising, you know, when the Pope came out and just blessed the team before the game.
Also punched one of the players who slid tackle Pirlo. The Pope punched one of the other players on the team.
Frank, don't play.
Yeah. No.
Frank, don't
First
play.
Of all, he's Argentinian. Okay.
That's right.
You don't mess with Argentinian. All right. Mix has got the ball. He's going down the wing. Oh, a couple step overs. He's in the box.
Ooh,
leaves it behind for Grabba Boy. Grabba Boy sends it in and somebody clears it. I don't know who. Is that Poku out there? I see Poku.
Poku's there. It seems like there's more.
Why are we seeing people for the first time now? We've been here for an hour.
Well, because they were on the other side of the field. I feel like there's more players than just 10 on each team, you know? Or
no,
11
seems about right.
It seems like. Is it right? I don't know. Maybe I'm.
Ooh.
There's just a lot of people on
was
the
that Browski? Browski with a nice layoff. Mix one timing it. So going around. Bellucci's got it near the halfway point. He's looking for people. He's got his arms out complaining. I like that. That's my favorite part of soccer.
People are in the middle of playing. That's what practices are missing, play-by-play.
Yeah. Also, that's what people who can't see what's going on really want to hear. Can we talk about Sebastian Velasquez tattoos? Because it looks like he got in a time machine and got them all in 1998. They're all very old school, to be completely honest.
I mean, what's the tattoo technology in Colombia?
He's from Queens, isn't he?
Oh yeah. Well, he's Colombian because
I thought he was raised in Queens for some reason.
His interview, he does speak English perfectly, so maybe he was.
Well, he's from Queens, so I wouldn't say perfectly. If you've ever heard someone from Queens speak. I can't do the accent, so it's kind of just going to be a ghost comment to everyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A little bit of pressure. Saunders got the ball. Saunders, Puerto Rican, by the way. Did you know that? Plays for the Puerto Rican national team.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely. 100%. Angelino's got the ball. God, the speed on him. He's running half his speed, and that is way faster than I could unless you were chasing me with sirens.
Does Josh Saunders speak Spanish?
I believe so. Yeah. He just yelled in Spanish.
What'd he say?
Huh?
What'd he say?
I don't know, but Grabovoy, all alone. Here comes Nemich. Sends it to Nemich. One time, nope. Stumbles and sends it in.
Nice one.
Ah, very nice. Saunders left his feet early, thinking he was going to one time it like I said he would. Saunders got very upset. He is now making mofongo. which is what he does.
More of a Dominican dish, but that's...
No, that's Puerto Rican.
Is it?
Mofongo is Puerto Rican.
I thought it was...
It's kind of all they're known for. Everything else is pretty much Cuban food. I said it here on
this changes everything. This is so cool.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know
Boricua that. Goalkeeper.
Wow. What's the Puerto Rican national team like?
It's Josh Saunders and a bunch of other people who've just started. They did score against Spain. I mean, granted, the score was like 14-1, but there was a kid who scored for Spain who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, trained with NYCFC or practiced with NYCFC.
Okay.
So did not make the team, but he was the forward on that team.
I know the Dominican Republic has a national team also.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what they're like.
Dude, I mean, Fiji has a national team. You know, there's only, 700 people in that entire country?
Is that that sounds about right to say that number 700?
Yeah, I'm claiming it. I feel like saying something in Spanish, so I won't get in trouble.
Oh, that's so cool.
At the player, I feel like I could talk to the players.
Throw in right in front of us.
Oh my God, the perfect pass. Literally, you couldn't. I mean, an inch in either direction, and it's not as perfect as it was. God damn it, Pirlo. Chased by three players, by the way.
He's like
also Shea Facey got his shorts pulled all the way up. What is going on here, Shea?
A lot of thigh.
Yeah. It's hot outside, but you don't see anyone else doing it, all right? Just putting that out there, Shay.
Nah, you know, whatever. Give us a show.
Kind of reminds me of Alexis on Arsenal. He pulls his shorts up. Giving us a bad name.
My Kyrie's not playing. Yeah, he's not
playing. Kyrie is still injured.
He's still injured, but...
don't know where he went.
My girlfriend, huge fan of Kyrie Shelton.
Yeah.
And
my wife not allowed to look at Kyrie Shelton because of that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly, you know,
You're not okay with it?
I'm not a very jealous guy. So, I would understand if she left me for Kyrie Shelton.
Really?
What am I going to do? How can I compete? He plays on a professional team.
If someone looks at my wife, or if my wife looks at someone else, I'm going to jail. That's the rules.
Yeah, we differ.
Look, Pirlo's looking up, and he... Oh, was not a perfect pass, makes me think that someone is out there dressed as Pirlo.
It's an imposter.
Also, it could have been the run. The run could have been wrong. I'm going to suggest that the run was wrong.
He's
pass was perfect.
Exactly.
How it was received, not so much. Also want to say for a lot of the people that are fans here, a lot of them wearing athletic gear. Some people wearing boat gear, which is very odd, as if they sailed up here to purchase New York.
This is great. This
so
is...
far, score is still 1-0.
Yeah.
And Pirlo's side is losing. He's not happy about it.
Who's playing goalie on the other side? Miara?
No. That's the Johansson kid, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Erik Johansson, the backup keeper. I think Miara, whatever his name is still injured.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, this is fun. It looks like the guy that's on the perch is just taking photos, so we're good to go.
Yeah.
I think at some point they're going to do autograph signing. We're not going to record during that because that would just be us going, hey,
please, thank you so much.
Please, thanks for looking at me in the face.
Can I touch your calves?
Yeah.
Just mostly that.
Just a lot of us asking about touching cat. Just want to feel it. Is it smooth? You're a sweaty guy.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. Yeah. Do these guys shave their legs?
Why are we talking so much about
We got to get to the bottom of this.
Literally. Here comes Shay. See if your shorts were a little bigger, Shay.
Terrific.
Again, same pass. Nice stop by, it looks like Iraola. Was it?
Yeah, it does look like it.
And the score is 1-0. Looks like that's half. Jesus Christ is walking backwards, yelling at the defense. Probably what he should be doing based on the last few matches. Just going to put that out there. Judge all you will. Judge if you won't.
This is actually, it's kind of interesting because I never really understood how, how you sort of coach. You know, soccer is such a creative and instinctive game.
It's also like you're not calling plays. You just kind of hope they're out there doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But what it seems to me like, Jason is watching the action and then sort of commenting on what they should have done. And this is, again, a scrimmage. He was doing a lot more directing when it was individual training sessions. But this is kind of fun. So you get to see people's, action and activity. There's Pirlo. I mean, Poku just being too strong for everyone on the pitch.
Strong man. That's probably the most impressive thing about him is just he can get a box you out.
Yeah, he reminds me of remember the running back Brendan Jacobs.
Brendan Jacobs from the Giants.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it Brandon Jacobs, not Brendan?
Oh, is it the same thing? All right. I mean, he's not listening. All right. Remember how he was like so big you couldn't take him down?
That's right.
And there was like defensive backs were like, "Oh, I'm going to take him down." And then after a season of no one being able to, they're like, "Yeah, we're just going to tackle him around the knees." You know?
Sure.
That's Poku right now. Like everyone's like, "Yeah, he's not that big." And then after a couple matches, everyone's like, "Yeah, he's too big. We're going to go around him as best we can."
Yeah. Let's not suggest anybody to go for his knees.
No, not that. Obviously not. If you do, you know what's coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Pirlo.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. He's going to send one of his cousins.
He knows a guy.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, I'm sure he does. You spend 3 weeks in Syria, you know a guy, whether you want to or not.
Somebody owes you a favor.
Yeah. Someone's going to come knocking at your door at 2 in the morning. So, I mean, right now they're sort of calming down. I think we should probably...
We should wrap this up. I think we've
talked enough about this.
Yeah, this has been great.
If the fans have anything they want to know, don't forget, you can email us at soccercooligans@gmail.com. We'll be back with our third segment, which, if I'm not mistaken, will be us driving home.
Yeah.
Driving back into the city.
You know, just reflecting on our experience. Well, we're about to meet some of the players. And we'll let you know what that's like.
Yeah, hopefully that goes well. We'll talk about how we sort of hit out of the sun, which was kind of nice.
I mean, yeah, we definitely, we won this practice.
So far. I mean, I'm sure some people that are practicing or some of the fans who get to meet their players would say they won. But no, those of us who hung out and did a podcast in the shadow.
This is the real NYCFC experience.
This is the true fandom right up at the top. So a young boy wearing LeBron's kid walked by and judged us heavily. He kind of looked at us like, "Look at these idiots," and walked by. You're never going to be anywhere, kid, if you have that attitude. I want you to know. So, guys, we'll be back with our third segment. What did you think so far of the practice?
If you had to
say the practice in three words, what has your experience been so far?
Three words. A lot of effort. Lots of effort.
Lots of effort. In three words. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say awesome. amazing, and Cavs. That's what I would say. Awesome, amazing, Cavs. Three different words, by the way. Don't say them in a sentence or as a phrase, because then I'm just talking about Cavs still. We'll be back with soccer Cavs agains, third segment. This has been fun, dude.
Yeah, this has been great.
All right, we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Gonzalez, long ball for Jossie Zardes off the chest. Kyle Walker defending him. Zardes had a number of options in there. It's Dempsey who leads it across. Beltran's cross turned in by Navi Villa. It was Kaká who set it in front. It was Villa who finished it. Two quick goals, either side of a great save. 2-0 to MLS.
Ah, Cooligans, we are back, fresh out of practice.
Oh, man, we are exhausted from that practice.
I think we worked so hard.
Pretty hard. Well, you know, we got a few beads of sweat.
Yeah, we hid in the shadows, but we popped out for autograph time, pushed aside a few children.
Yeah, you know, it's necessary when you see your heroes.
Yeah, I think they have their whole lives to try to get autographs.
They'll be fine.
Well, they'll be fine. I would say that success all the way around.
So, definitely a lot of more recognition than we expected at the practice. People knew who we were.
Felt like we should have been on the other side.
We should have been
on the other side.
On the other side of the velvet rope in the VIP section, you know, deciding who gets to meet us and who doesn't.
Yeah, you know, push aside a couple of the fringe players, your RJ Allens and whatnot.
So, yeah, a few people came up to us like, hey, you guys are the Cooligans. We know we love the podcast. We love the stuff you're doing.
Yeah, one lady said she drives cross country and her and her kids listen to it.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
We just put the stuff out.
If you're listening to us now, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing that. Lady, we didn't get her name.
We did not get her name, but we did get her marker.
We did get, yeah, thank you for the marker.
She lent us a silver marker. So Mix could grace's signature on my hat.
Mix Discroot signed Alexis's hat. So now we have matching Mix hats.
Matching Mix hats. Matching. Sounds wrong, but it is true.
That is the correct way to say it.
You know his real name?
No, I thought that was his real name.
No, his real name.
Because I know he was born in Norway.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like Mix. Is like
Mix.
A Dutch, kind of, some Dutch name or something.
No, I think
or
his
Norwegian
real name is Mikkel.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Mix,
anyway.
Mix is cool.
Just letting you know, I know more about him than you. No.
No, I mean, you know, but his name
is a fun name.
His name is on my back.
Yeah.
You know, because
he's not wearing a shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
I have it's my tramp stamp. That's what I have. It says Mix, right?
Could you autograph this for me while you're running away? Where you going, Mikkel? I don't know if it's Mikkel. It's not Mix. Mix is a nickname.
Okay.
Whatever.
Cool nickname.
Yeah.
We saw all the players again first meet and greet. We saw some new ones that we didn't get to meet. We got pictures.
We talked to Brian a little bit. He was awesome.
Brian,
we got some photos of him. Check our Instagram. We'll have his photo up.
Yeah, Brian, the intern.
Brian the intern. Who not knows? Our intern, but
maybe he can intern for us as well.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure at some point he wants to get paid for something. Kid's like, is this all I'm gonna do? Work for free?
You know, I'm sure he gets a nice per diem and, yeah, working for a team and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sure we can offer just as much as NYCFC.
Yeah. I think why do you need to go there, bud? Because they'll send you to Manchester and
exactly.
You work with famous soccer players. How about the two comedians who talk about the famous soccer players? I think that's what everybody wants.
Oh, everybody wants to be around us.
Yeah.
But that was very sweet, very flattering.
Yeah, very flattering.
Of people to, like, listen to us. And, you know, that's it. Yeah, it's wild. Again, we mentioned this on another episode because we do stand-up comedy. That's mostly what we focus on. And nobody really cares about that. It's difficult to get people to be interested in stand-up comedy.
You don't draw a lot of buzz on stand-up until much, much later in your career.
Exactly. So, you know, we're grinding in that arena. And then, so we get to bring some of our comedic talent to soccer, and people are liking it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying, not necessarily the notoriety. I mean, it's great, if I can call it notoriety, for the Inside the Actor Studio.
For the level we're at, this is paparazzi.
Yeah, this is paparazzi.
Somebody saying, hey, thank you for the part. Oh, all right, enough, all right? Leave me and my family alone.
Right. I mean, we're here as fans just like you. I mean, just because we were brought in on that hand-carried chariot does not mean.
Yeah.
But I had a great time. I think the players had a great time talking to us.
I think so.
I tried to throw out a couple jokes. We were talking about Mix's hair.
It was gorgeous, as ever.
Yeah, I tried to get Jesus Christ. That's my new nickname for him, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when people want to fire him. Don't be Pontius Pilate out there, guys. Okay? We love Jason Christ.
He did like a little Q&A after practice, and he spoke to some
mostly
of,
me.
Mostly you. You got in two questions.
Yeah, well, he did not want to ask me the second one, but I just went ahead and asked it anyway.
Yeah, so that was cool of him to do that.
Yeah. And what did I ask him? I asked him about one of the players that was out there. That was not for me.
Oh, are they upset with your driving?
No, not me. I put a blinker on.
Mm.
One of the players was a developmental player. Absolutely amazing. Maybe it was for me because that guy just gave me a weird look. But long story short, one of the developmental players that was out there, I don't know the guy's name. They didn't tell me his name.
Yeah.
He looked amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing out there. If one of them is a trialist, I don't know if that's the guy we were talking about because this guy looks really young. I think he's a player at UVA.
Okay.
Whoever he is, whoever that guy is that we were looking at, and again, we mentioned it, kind of has a bit of a Giassi's artist look.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal player. I've not seen him in a real match, so I don't know. But if he plays at any level the way he played there, I'm very, very much looking forward to when we sign a guy like him.
You know what I was most impressed with when you asked him that question? You were saying, there's a guy out there who I didn't know, and you had to describe him.
They couldn't say black. I didn't want to say black.
So you said dark-skinned guy.
Yeah.
And it was, this is how...
PC?
You know, with race, people are... It was fine if you would have said black, but there's something... I feel like... Genuinely,
I made it worse.
No, you didn't make it worse. Okay. I thought it was very the correct way and confident way to ask the question. But I feel like the general culture, maybe it's white guilt possibly, would make people not ask that question because they don't want to say who's the black guy out there.
Yeah, which is what I wanted to say.
Yeah, which
I wanted
is
to say this black
which
dude is, with a
frohawk. Which is a fine thing. That, it's
which
perfectly
is
fine to say, but it is for some people. A difficult question to ask.
I think it's also like the culture we come from, because in Latin America, like my grandmother, very dark, my grandfather, very pale.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had there was nothing wrong with my grandfather saying, your grandmother is black. You know, like
yeah.
Not black as in African American, but black as in darker
dark skin. Dark skin, of course.
Especially in Spanish is morena. So it's like,
yeah.
That's fine. It's something that denotes somebody, but I felt like I couldn't say it in that moment.
There's no
especially real, with like kids around. I don't know why. I was like,
well, there's no real racial connotation to it because in Dominican Republic, I have white relatives and
right.
I have black relatives, and we're all Dominican. It has nothing to
yeah.
do. We're all, you know, in, living in a poor
heritage.
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all poor. Nobody's yeah. above anybody here.
Yeah, we're all riding the mayor to keep the lights on.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. So. Cheers to you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
For confidently asking that question.
Yeah, because first of all, he was absolutely incredible. So whatever that dude's name is, dude, if you're listening to this,
yeah,
shouts to you. I'm going to watch UVA to see if I see you out there.
Mm-hmm.
I might pull up the website. I'm not going to watch one of your games. But you were absolutely incredible. So salute to you.
Yeah, man.
If you get on the team, cannot wait to see you play. I'm big on the youth movement. I also wanted to ask a question about the academy. Because Brian kind of let us know that the Academy did amazing in their first match that they just played.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited about it because if you notice, a lot of the teams that have the their B team, the 2 version of the team,
yeah.
you know, Sounders 2, TFC 2.
So it's like, the NBA D League.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Kind of the D League, yeah, for those of us who aren't massive.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the USL, the United Soccer League. It's considered third division, but a lot of MLS teams have... an additional team there that they can send players that they're not sure of yet. They haven't necessarily signed, so on and so forth. And let me tell you something. They have been absolutely incredible in helping develop, future players and adding depth in a league where we're hampered by a lot of, heavy, like a low cap. So it's very hard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So having a league where you could stash players that you're not sure of yet and let them develop has been instrumental in a lot of teams being... as strong as they have been through as many competitions as we play, because soccer is a little different than most other sports where you don't just play for one thing at the end. There's all additional competitions that are happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can win in a couple of different tournaments versus just the league yourself that you're in. But obviously MLS Cup being the most important. Long story short, we need one of those pretty quickly. Yeah. I think it's going to be paramount to our success, especially with some of the older players we have, to have these young guys that can step in, that are ready to go and can really prove something and prove to be instrumental. So
yeah,
really excited for that potential.
For you know, I'm sort of familiarizing myself with how MLS teams function, and it's through NYCFC, and I guess because they're an expansion team and they don't really know this is all sort of new when they're building their sort of foundation in the city. To me, it just seems like whenever, if they're trying to fill a need, they just sign new players.
Yeah,
that's been like the sort of the standard at the moment.
Yeah, because we don't have
anywhere to pluck from. Yeah.
Yeah, besides our bench players, you know. So, mm-hmm. Look. Yeah, we're kind of getting deep into the system of MLS. If you guys have questions, feel free to email us,
mm-hmm.
and we'll Google it before we answer you, so we look like geniuses. But basically, long story short is the practice was a lot of fun. It was not nearly the type of interactivity that I thought we would have.
What, you wanted it to, like, get in net and block a few shots?
I mean, you think I could, you know? I wouldn't be moving much. But I think I could take a few, as long as they were shot directly at me and then not very hard.
Yeah.
Some of these players kick the ball at each other. I'm like, do you even like each other? Like, you're passing the ball.
They were tackling each other.
They were getting in.
Yeah. They really, you know, and you sort of got to think of it as in, I mean, I see it like in the NFL and in like hard, you know, when HBO does Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
You see these players that are trying to make the team, they just, you know, they're trying to be a part of the 53-man roster.
Yeah.
So
you got to go hard.
You got in practice is the only time you ever really get to show your stuff.
Yeah.
You got to go hard. They were tackling each other. They were, no fights. But
yeah. No one. No one being ripped apart.
But I can imagine that is probably more common than we think, just actually having real arguments on the pitch during training. Because
I'm sure there's people that don't get along on the team. That happens all the time. You know, if I had to pick two out that I think don't get along, I don't know, I would maybe say Nemich and someone else.
And New York City?
Nemich and the fans do not get along.
Yeah, they don't have a good friendship at the moment.
The report isn't the best it could be, but I mean, he hasn't played, so what are we disliking him still for?
Yeah,
we're just afraid he might come in the match, I think is what we're afraid of. And I actually think he's got a ton of skill. But again, you got to be sure-footed in front of goal. We were talking about, when we first got in the car, we were talking about Sebastian Velasquez,
mm-hmm.
who was out there practicing. Great to see him. I know he's been injured. So much more stuff happening than just NYCFC stuff, though.
Yeah. I mean,
USA lost in the Gold Cup. That was not fun.
That wasn't fun. And, the last few years, I've been definitely more interested in the U.S. team, the men's and women's. And I was watching that Gold Cup, and mm-hmm. I'm like, especially the game against Jamaica, I'm like, all right, as soon as the game started, I'm like, we got this.
Yeah.
Then Jamaica scored. And I'm like, there's still no way. There's still no way.
You're like, USA always does this.
Exactly.
You know,
the
scores,
typical.
Then they come back.
The goalie's name. What's his name?
Not Guzman. What's his name?
Guzan. Brian Guzan. Guzan. Brad. Brad or Brian?
Brad.
Brad Guzan.
Yeah. Aston Villa.
Yeah. He got a. It was a free kick thrown because he threw the ball over outside the box.
Yeah,
the ball was outside the box before, as he was trying to throw it to another teammate.
Which is a dumb move.
It's a dumb move, but it was so close that it's crazy that they called it.
Yeah, you're like, you really don't call that.
You don't call it, but I mean, it was right. It's the right call. So they had a free kick. Jamaica had a free kick right on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude from I forgot his name.
Maddox, right?
No, not Maddox. Giles something.
I know who you're talking about.
He plays on some EPL team.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect kick.
Yeah.
Right over the wall and in.
Yeah, over and in. I mean, you don't want to take anything away from Jamaica.
No, because they're a good team and faster than almost any team I've seen.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really all they're known for is their speed. They have a couple of skilled players. But the thing is when you stop the ball, you know, dead ball play makes everyone on level ground, you know? Something like a free kick. If you have one guy on the team that's really good at free kicks
mm-hmm.
and you're able to draw a lot of fouls and free kicks, you're going to be pretty, even if you're on the back foot for most of the match, you've given yourself level ground.
Exactly. You have a chance.
Yeah, you got a shot. So you got a puncher's shot. You got a puncher's chance.
I mean,
Mexico, I knew, was going to run away with it as soon as USA got knocked out.
Yeah. And, you know, congrats.
Boy, did they.
Congrats to Mexico. I love Mexico. I'm a huge fan of
I'm a fan.
Of Mexican people.
I would have expected that that penalty kick would have been kicked away in the previous match, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
A lot of
controversy just in general, just leading up to the Gold Cup final with Mexico. It just, people were saying that CONCACAF essentially wanted Mexico to win.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it was pretty obvious.
Yeah. How, I mean, so I'm not a big believer in football conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
It all seems a little silly to me.
Right.
But I guess I. From a marketing perspective,
right.
I can see why they would want, especially if when the Gold Cup is played in the U.S.
every year,
they kind of would want Mexico to be at least in it.
Yeah.
For as long as possible.
I think what would have been better is Mexico U.S. I mean, that's the ratings bonanza.
Yeah.
That CONCACAF wants, because then they can, I'm assuming, sell. They prove that it's you know, a ratings bonanza. So many more people are watching it. You can sell the rights. I don't know if they do it year by year, but maybe for the next contract it lifts the average. I'm sure a lot less people watch Mexico, Jamaica than would have watched USA.
Of course.
Jamaica or USA, Brazil, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of enjoy Mexico winning just because their former manager, Miguel Herrera,
who
GIFs. He is the GIF god.
That's right. He is pretty great.
He reacts like like a little fat kid.
I'm trying to think of who can we compare him to as far as other sports, other coaches or managers.
I'm trying to think.
I would say maybe like Rex Ryan, coach of the Buffalo Bills.
If Rex Ryan did more interpretive dance of the things he says. You know,
definitely.
I can't think of someone who was more excited to win than the players.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what it would take.
Because
you know what, if you guys can figure it out, tweet at us.
Yeah, let us know who you think it might.
Who's the Miguel Herrera of American sports? And,
yeah.
You know, don't go hockey.
That's the thing right there. You said, who's the Miguel Herrera of American sports? I want to sort of, let's change the language on that.
You think, okay.
Soccer is an American sport.
Right.
It's as American as apple pie.
I mean, but you could say a soccer coach.
Yeah.
He's a Mexican coach, is what I meant.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, look, there was a misunderstanding on our part.
Don't you dare throw me. You know me. I wake up every morning, I look at a picture of an eagle.
the Cooligans were about to split up.
Split apart.
But we resolved it. We resolved it very quickly.
We were about to do an oasis right there. What did you say to me? And then we were going to split up.
You know, you get a little bit of money, and all of a sudden, a
couple people know who you are in a practice session. Next thing you know, it goes right there.
Also, we have no money.
We
do not have a lot of money.
And, you know, I thought about doing one of those GoFundMes. I'm like, but what do we need?
You know,
I don't know. More Metro cards to get to each other faster?
Just fans.
We're just fans.
Yeah, just get more people. Tell, if you're listening and you like this.
Yeah.
Tell some people. Or if you hate this, be like, oh, these terrible guys. Go listen to these terrible guys.
Yeah, listen. You know, tag your friends when we post it. That would be fun.
Yeah.
We were talking about Miguel Herrera. Did you hear what happened to him?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the guy wins. And by the way, he wins. Sticking his tongue out. He's jumping on the pile for when they lifted the trophy, the Gold Cup trophy. No one had more fun than he did.
Exactly. Wins the Gold Cup.
Wins the Gold Cup. Beats.
Great moment.
In the U.S. I mean, you know.
But great moment for Mexico. Great moment for the Mexican soccer
community,
the federation, everything.
Sure.
It's a big deal. So with success, usually comes some acknowledgement of just appreciation.
Right. This is his victory lap for the next few weeks.
Exactly. So he wins the Gold Cup. And it's like, all right, so now it's time to go back to Mexico.
Yeah.
And to you know, for our victory parade.
And this is where you're going to get to the victor comes the spoils, and here come the spoils.
So he goes to the airport.
Right.
Gotta
get to Mexico.
You gotta get to Mexico. You don't want to drive or
no
walk.
One's driving.
That's ridiculous. You
just won, baby.
You just won.
Get in the plane.
get on the plane. He's on his way to the plane. He's in the airport in Philadelphia.
In Philly.
You know how Philly is.
Well, this story is going to start to make a lot more sense when we say it's in
so
Philly.
Meek Mill came up to him.
And told him Drake doesn't write his own rhymes. Long conversation.
Mikal got
it.
So angry.
Yeah, so angry.
How dare you say that about
Drake? Drake, emotional leader of the Mexican national team. All right, you know, Meek Mill did not
Meek
go
to we okay, we're fabricating that.
Hilarious. But Cassidy probably was there because I heard he works at the airport.
So he goes, he's at the airport, a reporter, a Mexican reporter, maybe like a let's say a TMZ style kind of guy.
Kind of a paparazzi.
Yeah, it goes up to him. I don't know what he said. I don't know if they released that information. Was asking him some questions. I heard the rumor is he said something about his family, about Miguel Herrera's family.
I heard it was a daughter or wife or sister or something, a female.
Exactly.
Female member of the family.
And if you're going to speak to any Latino on the planet, and if you plan on talking about their family, their daughter?
Yeah.
You're talking about my daughter?
Yeah, it's a very,
it's a very sensitive subject.
Very sensitive. You know, very light foot. You want to do it. You want to show that you're being respectful, because there's nothing more respectful than asking about a member of your family.
Yeah.
How's your daughter doing? Might be one of the, but the tone in which you use is very important.
Very,
hey, how's your daughter doing? You're done. You're done.
You got to keep control of the volume you ask that question in.
Tonality. I don't know if that's a word, but it's very important.
It is a word.
It is now. I mean, super important.
Stay on the right.
Got to stay on the right.
Yeah.
This is now directions, by the way. This isn't about.
Yeah, we're in Brooklyn now.
Yeah.
So he said something. The reporter said something to Miguel. Miguel was not very happy about
it. Not happy about it. Not excited.
I don't even know the exact assault that happened.
I do know that Miguel Herrera is claimed to have punched the journalist in the neck.
Ooh.
Which I want to believe it was one of those straight up larynx punches.
Yeah.
Not like an Aaron punch.
If this was UFC 187, that's. Yeah. That's a success. That's it. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's done.
Tapped out.
He can't even tap.
He's out. Yeah. So that's a good move. Depending on what sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, certain sports you can do that. Not any of those sports. Played in an airport.
Yeah, airport, not really an octagon.
Yeah, that's also not the place you want to start throwing swings at people in an airport. Unless you're in Philadelphia, where I'm sure they're like, again.
That's how you say hello.
Yeah, that's a Philly way of saying what's up. That's how you ask someone how their daughter is. You punch them in the neck.
You just strike people with Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, yeah. Which, again, if I'm ever in Philly, feel free to do that. I will not be mad at you.
So Miguel Herrera fired.
Fired 2 days after winning the Gold Cup.
Bittersweet at the very least.
At the very least.
Because,
not fun.
Very important victory for Mexico.
Yeah.
And then you get fired. So that is kind of, it is a bummer.
Absolute bummer.
It's a shame really for all of us, because Miguel Herrera is such a...
He's a fan favorite.
He's an internet sensation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, GIF God. I mean, his GIFs are...
Yeah,
I mean,
like
Drake
is the Six God.
Yeah.
Miguel is the GIF God.
GIF God, which is the one you want to be. If you see him, if you don't know who he is and you look at him, you might think he's the Jiffy God.
Middle lane.
I'm going to get in the middle lane here.
All right.
But, I mean, look, where he will be sadly missed. I mean, what else can we talk about? Pirlo. You know, he looked amazing in practice, looked amazing in the game.
It's
been a very Pirlo podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We're the Pirlokins.
Yeah.
The Pirlokins.
Well, you know what? I think he's... We just sort of want to express how... what the impact he has on the community, on the city. People are very, very excited. I mean, I think for... You know, as a New Yorker, I feel like it's, you know, a little bit my responsibility... To sort of let people know, like, sort of what's going on. Because they, you know, a lot of people, you know, they might not be into soccer that much. Not really into MLS, maybe. What's happening right now in this city is it's electric.
It is electric, and I keep using the word magical. And I think it is, because if you're someone like me and you like soccer and, you know, you were the only one. And again, no offense, I'm simply talking about personal experience. I've been to two other MLS matches, and it's not been fun, you know. It's it hasn't been as much fun as you would expect, and it felt like we were the only ones there. When you're at an NYCFC match, you feel like you're a part of the city. You feel like the entire city is there. It feels great. It really feels awesome. And, you know, we talked about it. Whoever their marketing person is, whatever, maybe this is just coming from Manchester and they just know how to market from there. Absolutely amazing. Whatever it is they're doing, keep doing it. Absolutely amazing. I feel like I'm a part of something. People are asking me about the team, not me trying to convince people about it, which has been incredible.
That's been, in the comedy community, people have come up to me and been like, hey, man, I want to go to a game with you guys. It looks like it's great. So,
and these are people who don't really care about the sport. But a lot of those people started to care during the World Cup. And I think this is part of that World Cup balance. People are focusing on the sport. And I'm glad. I mean, look, we're here for everyone. If you guys are friends of ours and you're listening to this, if you're not friends of ours and you're not a massive fan, you know, listen, talk to us. You can meet us in Section 238. Oh, my God, we'll talk soccer all day.
Exactly. Or even if you don't know much about soccer and you have questions, feel free.
Yeah.
Hit us up. We'll talk about whatever, you know. I mean, for me, this whole experience has been, it's all very new to me as well, as far as MLS.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I'm learning as I go along.
Yeah. Me too, you know, because I don't know everything about the MLS.
Yeah.
But what I do know so far, I really, really like. And, you know, I mean, look, you know, the Red Bulls and whatnot, I mean, those guys have a great team too, and people are having fun and you know, continue to play. And, you know, Grella, who just got back to the U.S., who played over at Leeds, seems like he's having a great time over there. We're happy for all the success. We're just happy that hopefully we can beat you once this season. Dude, it's been an amazing, I mean, look, I, you know, kind of a long podcast today, but thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Definitely. We are very grateful. You listening to a podcast on the road, literally in motion.
We are driving as we speak. The old Hyundai, and by the way, we're going to Bensonhurst so I can have some Sfincione.
Yeah.
Because we have the car and we have some time. Why not?
I don't know what Sfincione is.
You're about to try it. It's where Sicilian pizza came from.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the it's what begat Sicilian pizza. So I will ask you guys this. If you are listening, if you're a fan of our podcast, please do us a favor. We would love it if you followed us on Instagram and Twitter at SoccerCooligans, COOLIGANS, at SoccerCooligans, both Instagram and Twitter. Also, if you are on iTunes, if you have friends that are on iTunes, steal their phones, hit subscribe, hit 5 stars. It would really help us out. Right now, we just loaded. We just got on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher if you guys have the Stitcher app. Really easy way to listen to us. It's streaming. You don't have to download the podcast to your phone if you don't have a little room on your phone, or if you don't want to listen off of iTunes if you guys are Android or otherwise users. Feel free to go on Stitcher. We are on there. You could like us 5 stars. Leave a great review. If you don't mind, just leave a positive review. It would be awesome for us. And again, do the same thing. Subscribe at our videos. Do what you can. The more you can help us out that way, the better it will be for all of us. We know that members of the team are watching. They're paying attention. The media department is involved. The more it looks like we have fans than ever, the better kind of interviews we can get with players and bring you some amazing content. And we all know, look, it's not going to be boring. It's going to be funny as best we can make it. And, you know, this is as much for the team we love as it is for the fans we love. And that's you guys. And thanks so much for listening. Anything you want to say?
Thanks for driving, man.
Dude,
great job.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'm a pretty good driver. I wish I would have gotten gas out of the city.
Driving and podcasting at the same time, it's not easy.
I talk to myself most of the time, so this is a lot easier.
So this is nice. Yeah, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Soccer Cooligans, we're here every week. We haven't even decided exactly what day of the week the podcast is going to come
out. Seems like it's been coming out Mondays. Mondays is...
I think Mondays is probably the best... Yeah. Best time.
You know what? Why don't we let the fans, if you guys have an idea of when you want. Yeah, if you want one. What a beautiful neighborhood we're in, by the way.
Yeah, we're in Bensonhurst right now. I live not far from here. Technically, this is Bay Ridge.
We're still in Bay Ridge right now.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous neighborhood.
Lovely neighborhood.
Are we near Mill Basin by any chance?
Mill Basin.
It's a little bit further out.
Mill Basin? No, that's like.
That's south.
That's more like closer
to the Rockaways.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. That's not for you guys to listen to. Anyway, if you're from Brooklyn, you're calling me an idiot right now.
Exactly.
Sorry that I don't know South Brooklyn.
So, thank you guys very much. We are comedians. We do comedy shows all
guys,
the time.
Yeah, guys, go see Knockin' Boots, man. The New York Times was there.
The New York Times was just at the last show, and that was great. I think their article will be coming out, too, and hopefully they write something super nice. That'd be nice. Maybe if I... Imagine I get my picture in the New York Times.
That'd be great.
And it's not, you know, something bad, something negative.
No, they call you Christian Soccer Cooligan Polanco.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So every Wednesday in Park Slope, Brooklyn, is a
free show.
Free show. Great comedians come by.
It's at Two Boots Pizza. You know where it is. You love Two Boots.
Exactly. So First Street and Fifth Avenue in Park Slope. Come see that. Follow Soccer Cooligans. Follow me on Twitter at Chris Polanco. And I'm on Instagram at Christian_Polanco. And Alexis?
At not Alexis, NotAlexis. That's on both Instagram and Twitter. And I also want to congratulate Christian's doing an amazing job shooting, directing, and editing all the videos you see.
Thank you so much.
All I have to do is be myself in front of camera. All the hard work is Christian Polanco. Thank you so much for everything, dude. Thank you so much for listening, guys. You know me, Illuminati Party and everything. But, guys, just follow us on Twitter. Like,
YouTube,
star, fave.
Watch those YouTube
Share those
videos.
YouTube videos.
Share them,
man. Oh, my God. Do what you can. Subscribe. We want to hear from you guys. What do you like? What don't you like? Post some comments. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Take care.